God. It's Friday, June 26, 2026. I'm your host, Alex Jones, 2626. And Ivan Reichland's here with us, other 5 minutes. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Green Beret, lawyer, Defense Intelligence Agency, formerly suing the star propagandist of the Capitol Police, Michael Falone. And you've got the 5 minutes here on the floor because there's a lot you need to say, and I was trying to get to everything earlier. We got to most of it. What else do you need to cover here? We'll obviously cover this more as it unfolds. This is a key chink in their armor. Ivan Reichland.
Yeah, so what you just played the body cam footage, and there was the analysis done by the Don and Donna. And so one unique thing about the timing of all of this is that I got to give credit where credit's due with Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch. They're the only litigation arm within the entire, I guess, American ecosystem that have been the adults in the room at pursuing the truth and eventually transparency and accountability related to January 6th. They filed a lawsuit years ago that finally resulted in May of earlier this year, the release by the DC Circuit Court of the actual body cam footage of Michael Falone. Whereas before we had access to it, and Gary McBride, I got to give him props for being one of the J6 investigators that had identified and released the body cam footage. This is the first time that an official entity released the body cam footage. So now it can be referred to and relied on as the actual official narrative of his body cam. And you can't claim that it was manipulated, whatever, curated, et cetera. And so now that it is out, through this request, now we can see exactly what happened. And so you can't refute that about body cam footage. And so when you ask somebody on the street, no matter how manipulated they were over the last 4, 5, 6 years of censorship, and you show them, hey, blue-haired retard, why don't you go ahead and take a look at Michael Falone's, your hero, Michael Falone's body cam footage. Now match that with his one testimony, his interviews that he did on Criminal News Network, on MSLSD, on all of his interviews that he did over the last 5 years as Nancy Pelosi's comms director for the January 6th fake insurrection. And I think every average person that has, double-digit IQ or higher will trust the body cam footage over his statements. The key thing here now is to get it out, similar to what Rand Paul's doing with exposing the Fauci debacle, whatever you want to call it. I mean, the criminality there. Same thing with Falone on the January 6th Fed-surrection. So I wanted to stress on that. As far as the gas, when he talked about he was gassed, well, that gas came for his fellow colleagues at the Metropolitan Police Department that shot into the crowd and then it blew back into his face. So if he has any issues or gripe related to the gas of being gassed, quote unquote, you might want to look at your colleagues, buddy. And then, I think that's pretty much sums it up. I mean, looking at my notes, make sure that I'm not missing anything. This guy is a complete fraud. He defrauded America. He defrauded the entire information landscape. And now it's our turn to rebut it in spite of a underperforming White House administration and underperforming House of Representatives in the name of Mike Johnson or even the Senate. So it's on us. At this point, we've given them an opportunity to correct the record on our behalf because we voted in the Republicans. We've seen that they are incapable of achieving transparency, accountability, and justice, short of a few individuals like Tulsi, Joe Kent, expose some things, right? So now it's on us. And through unique and novel and unconventional litigation, both in a offensive posture as a plaintiff here and as a defensive posture, essentially triggering others to sue to create discovery opportunities. I think I'm glad to be at the forefront on two major fights. One, on the J6 Fed direction exposure all the way up to the top with Pelosi, and on the second lawsuit that I'm involved in against the former Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs, Terry Adirum, who was the one that implemented the unlawful vaccine mandate at the DOD. So in spite of this admin, in spite of this government, I'm getting after it, Alex, and thanks to you for helping me amplify it.
All right, incredible job, Ivan Reichland. Ivan Reichland on X. Reichland, R-A-I-K-L-I-N. The deep state's in trouble. Since the last 8 years, this guy got out of the military and started taking on the globalists. All right, we'll be back with another massive guest on MKUltra and more.
Now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery. Not the century of lies and juvenile significance and classism and statism and all the rest of the modes of control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
I want freedom! That's what I want! And that's what you should want!
You're listening to Alex Jones.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it!
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
We're going into overdrive. We are putting the nitrous oxide into the NASCARs. Fire shooting out of them tailpipes. We're going from 1,500 horsepower to 2,500. Boom! Gonna break the sound barrier. And if you think having the biggest show ever in English-speaking media, which I had for at least 3 years, was big, nothing is gonna stop everything that's coming. It's like atomic testing, waking up Godzilla. That's what they've done. That which does not kill me only makes me stronger. So, I'm Godzilla, and your ass is Tokyo. Politically, lovingly, non-violently.
Hi, folks. Doc Bigley here. And today we're going to get to know our H2O. Billy, what kind of water do you drink?
Why, tap water, of course. Ma says it keeps my teeth sparkly white.
I'm sorry to say it, Billy, but your mother is either plain ignorant or worse, a communist. Let me explain.
Tap water used to be safe to drink, but communist subversives in our government introduced fluoride into our nation's tap under the guise of dental health, when in reality, fluoride lowers your IQ, calcifies your pineal gland, and makes you susceptible to anti-capitalist mind viruses.
So you're telling me I'm a sap if I drink tap?
Yes, you are, Billy. Yes, you are.
But don't despair. We've found a solution. Follow me.
I'd like to tell you a tale of two frogs.
Frog number one has only ever drank unfiltered tap water, chock full of fluoride. Observe him listening to satanic music, abusing substances, and engaging in other perversions.
Look, Doc, they're trying to play leapfrog. They're pretty bad at it, though.
Avert your eyes, Billy. Let's continue.
Meanwhile, frog number two has only ever drank water that has been filtered for fluoride and other impurities. What a happy frog family.
Spill the secret, Doc. How do you get rid of the communist poisons?
With the new water filter system from the AlexJonesStore.com.
Say, Doc, may I have a glass?
Why, certainly. Well, that's just swell. No water in the water filter. Listen, I'm not mad at the crew, but I asked for real water in here 30 minutes ago and never got it.
Crew's in trouble again.
The crew's in trouble again. No, they get 100 praises until I get mad. It's always because I want too much too quick. They do an incredible job. We love the AlexJonesLive.com crew to carry on the next phase of the info war.
Wird nach dem Tod ein Engel werden. Den Blick gen Himmel fragst du dann, warum man sie nicht sehen kann.
Es
wenn
die
All right, I had him scheduled to be in studio last week, and I had a family emergency. I apologize I couldn't be here. They brought their whole crew down here. This is an amazing group of people I got to meet like 9 months ago through Sean Johnson, my good Navy SEAL buddy. And then once I met Jesse Beltran, I was like, we already know about this guy's work for years. And they're just so informed. And it's, I know a lot. I study and research, no exaggeration. It's ridiculous. Probably 8-9 hours a day, not counting on air and everything else I do. So there's not a lot of people that can teach me a lot. There are a lot of people that teach me this or that pieces, but I learn a lot from Jesse Beltran. And when you go look up what he's saying, it's just all true and it's all insane. And I was talking to the crew about this last week when they were coming to town. And it was like, you see it like in Star Wars with execute order number 66, like the 6G. And you see it in The Kingsman where they send out a wave through the smartphones to make everybody start killing each other, which is a metaphor for what they're incrementally doing. And all the patents on where they actually have technologies and wavelengths and cell towers. I mean, this has been like in the Baltimore Sun 20 years ago. The CIA secretly did tests on the East Coast using cell phone waves to make people agitated and angry or sick. They can do all of this. And then it's in major studies and hundreds of patents by Bill Gates and others that they are putting nanotech into the shots, into the food, into the sealants, into the water that then resonates and creates a matrix in the body. And that's what the graphene oxide does in all these studies confirmed, growing a matrix in your body. And now dead people in graves and living people are coming back with Apple and Android Google IDs. And then 2 years ago, Cronenberg put out a movie. I forget the name. I went and saw it with my wife. And I wasn't really clicking then. And it's like, it's this service where they give you codes to have a camera on your dead spouse in the grave. And they have a computer code. What was the name? Guys, look up Cronenberg's last movie. I forget the name of it. I mean, just wild stuff. So this is going on. And of course, that's the final frontier. Not just give you poison shots that sterilize you and give you blood clots and heart attacks. They're going to do a lot more. And I saw studies out last year that the average person, adult, has the amount of plastic in their brain, microplastic, of a plastic spoon. And then they can encode all of this stuff. So I wanted to get him on because they were going to have hearings on MKUltra a month ago. Those got canceled. Anna Paulina Luna says it's a cover-up. So does the outgoing head of now gone Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard. You've seen how she's been targeted and attacked. How dare her talk to her Hindu/Buddhist religious leader, about how she should call for anti-war and peace. Why? You talk to your pastor about peace? This is a total kooky stuff. But it's okay if you're a leftist devil worshiper. So I wanted to go over all of this and how it all ties together, because it's not just the 5G. It's not just the 6G coming out. It's not just what they've implanted on us. And you can go back. The EU studied this. They've done it with the EU. You can scan people 20 years ago, and most people didn't have in their nerve endings all of this conductive stuff sending off a signal. Now most people do, particularly military. It's even worse. And we did it live on air with Sean Johnson, the Navy SEAL, and other people that were military. It was like same stuff diplomats have. Havana syndrome ties into all of it. And then that ties into NIH internal emails revealed pandemic planning years before COVID. Yes, they geared it all up, disease X. U.S. government ran experiments on prisoners of war in U.S. custody, classified CIA docs confirm. They know that we're electrochemical liquid crystal, that they then want to put chemicals into control. That's CIA documents from the 50s. Yeah, they're only declassifying stuff that's 60 years old now, but it's bad enough. Representative Anna Paulina Luna threatens to subpoena CIA over MKUltra files. They went and grabbed from Gabbard. What was MKUltra inside the CIA's mind control program that Congress is still fighting to expose? Why can't they? I thought they worked for us. How Operation Mongoose failed to take down Fidel Castro. How they sprayed millions of disease bird ticks on them. Now they're doing it to us and ticks. How ticks became a bioweapon. American Spectator, flying syringes. Google releasing 62 million mosquitoes in California, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida right now. That sterilize the other mosquitoes, but also have a bacteria that can reduce fertility in mammals. And Bill Gates has said he wants to study ticks and mosquitoes to make you not be able to escape whatever they want to put in you as a Trojan horse. And then you've got 10 years ago, 5 years ago, the World Economic Forum scientists saying, we're going to infect Lone Star ticks with an alpha-gal syndrome so that when they bite you, you then have an autoimmune response to the sugar that's in red meat or this protein/sugar molecule connection. And then you won't be able to ever eat red meat. Now, by the millions people are dying of it, it didn't even exist. Now it's exploding. Ticks are everywhere. They're showing up 1,000 miles outside their range. So to give us just an update, and I'm going to, after 4th of July, after next week, we're going to get them all back here, because I never do that to guests. I had him and his whole crew, like six people came here, a bunch of experts, filmmakers, scientists. We rented a Airbnb so we could do interviews and do big shoots and do demonstrations. And then I had that family emergency. But so just to give us a little prelude and a snapshot of the latest developments is our special guest, Jesse Beltran. And, of course, Jesse's a great patriot. And you know, Jesse was EMT, firefighter, paramedic out in California decades ago and began to run into these weird cases and people that were implanted and then was confirming it and they got the machinery and was proving it all. And then decades later, he's one of the leading experts, been all over the world, testified to governments, you name it. Mind Nexus Live, mindnexuslive.com. And then Matt Hazen, who's really a smart guy, I've been working with him and other scientists, is going to pop in with us as well. But I wanted to do hours and hours and hours deep dive last week. That's coming in about a week and a half, 2 weeks. So Jesse Beltran, great to have you here. We've had limited time, but with all the updates, the public waking up, people really getting this now, now's the time for people to receive this information, not just the past, but the latest. So try to give us a synopsis of where we are right now, because the enemy's moving out quick, aren't they?
Well, that's for sure. And you can't even make this stuff up anymore, Alex. You know, I'm being told that next week that Ana Paulina Luna is, that hearing is back on. But, you know, I need to confirm that, because if it is, then I have a feeling they are going to be overwhelmed. They're at the early onset in early 2010, the Presidential Bioethics Commission had their first hearing, and they had their hearings open to the public at the time. And they were not expecting over 350 public testimonies, including a gentleman by the name of Dr. John Hall was there, who did a phenomenal presentation about what was happening non-consensually and the experimentation that was going on U.S. civilians then. And then subsequently after that hearing, they stopped allowing public testimony at the Presidential Bioethics Commissions. Strangely enough, I was invited in 2011 to attend the Presidential Bioethics Commission in San Francisco at the university there, UCSF Teaching Hospital. And I was going to be allowed to ask a question, and all of the major networks were there. My assistant was there, and I had to write down this particular question. And what that hearing was about was the Human Genome Project. And subsequently enough, Francis Collins was the director of an agency that was heading up similar research, who he is now, has been, the director of the NIH for some time during the Obama administration. But during that hearing, they were discussing why it was important to not only master the human genome, but basically the genome of every living organism on the planet. And they were talking about the importance of their experimentation. And then my question was this: I understand the importance of your experimentation, but what safeguards are you putting aside when you're...
Jesse, hold on just a second. Your Zoom broke up for a minute. A few seconds cut out. You said, what safeguards, and it cut out.
Okay. I apologize. I'm in a hotel right now.
No, you're fine. Start over. Go ahead.
I'm back on. And so when it came time for my question to be aired, it was censored. It was completely ripped up. And my question was this, though, exactly that. What safeguards are you putting aside for when your experimentation goes wrong? And it was completely torn up. And immediately, Amy Guttman, who is now the ambassador to Germany for the U.S., she was the head at the time. And she said this statement, that they are the top 1% of the elite 1% that should be deciding what should happen to us and what we do to our bodies. And she followed up with this statement, because we are too dumb to decide what's best for us. And that is the mentality of the believe that they are the elites in leadership and that are in control. What we are seeing with those MKUltra files that were confiscated under Tulsi Gabbard's leadership, and she's supposed to be the boss, their boss of the CIA, and those files were confiscated, and you know, and you have to wonder why. And the reason is, and we all know this now, that under the Obama administration, it was clearly made legal to experiment on U.S. citizens without their consent, as long as it didn't exceed minimal risk criteria under Section 3024 of the 21st Century Cures Act. And I know you recite other laws and legislation that has been put forth so that this
U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B, that since the 80s says that you can do no secret experimentation on American people unless it's for law enforcement or research purposes, including lethal. And then by the mid-2000s, they changed that, but then they put it into other codes. So, yes, license to kill is in there.
Correct. And, you know, prior to MKUltra, you had Project Paperclip, where we talk about where they brought over the 1,600 Nazi scientists over to the United States, gave them complete immunity and new identifications so they could work for us and do research. So, you know, it doesn't take much of a whiz brain to figure out if you're going to bring over those type of personnel to continue the types of non-consensual experimentation that they were basically torturing and completely deforming and just doing some horrific things during World War II to people they had captured. But we are not immune to it. There was just an article that was released.
Well, we're not just immune. They took all that technology, 36,000 Nazi scientists, and brought them over and put them in charge of everything. So it's not that we're Nazi. It's that the Nazis got eugenics from us and the British. They came out of the Nuremberg trials. They took it to a next level, and then we grabbed their brain trust of not just rocketry and weapons, but mind control, what they called mind war or info war, is what the British call it, and brought it over here. That's all on record.
Yep. All of that is on record. And if you think the behavior is going to change, you know, I've got some swampland to sell you. But here's where we're at. What was really unique? What was the whole goal? And, you know, where it began was the whole goal was to take an adversary or an asset in a foreign agency or a foreign country and turn them into a Manchurian candidate, so an assassin, turn them into unknowing spies. We were experimenting not only with shock therapy, drugs, we were experimenting with hypnosis. And what I am surprised as I'm doing, continuing the research, and all of this information is really, really starting to come out, is how important it was to use hypnosis along with drug therapies. They were actually making drugs that would induce altered states or hypnotic states.
Well, let me just back you up. It is known that all of the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, or SSRIs, brought out in the late 80s, put you in a close to dreamlike state. They're in a hallucinogen class. They make you highly suggestible, but without even the drugs, massive TV watching has not just lowered the time of people's attention spans to less than 12 seconds, less than a goldfish that's 14. That's on record, folks. Look it up. Without even drugs, much of the public is in a close to dreamlike waking state beyond highly suggestible, the same thing that a hypnotist puts people into. So that's a fact. So that when we say wake the public up, we literally mean wake them up.
I am a certified master hypnotist, and I became that because of this research that I have been doing. I had been noticing that all of the victims that I've come across over the last 20 years, that a lot of the professionals, people who had million-dollar businesses, doctors, chiropractors, you name it, were completely losing everything overnight. And what I noticed about them is they were highly suggestible. And so 30% of the population, the world population, are what we call physical suggestibles. And back in the early days, they really had this belief system that not everyone can be hypnotized. But That is not correct. Everyone can be hypnotized as long as you have an IQ greater than a third grader. Now, there are two types of suggestibility. There are the physical suggestibles, which I just described, and then there are the emotional suggestibles. And there's a difference in how they receive language and how they get put into altered states. And those altered states are done, for example, the physical suggestibles, you can give a direct command. That's why
I had a really great girlfriend that I dated from high school off and on till I was about 25. And we'd break up for a year, come back. But when she went on Prozac, the classic Prozac, she went from being really smart, really funny, but sometimes aggressive and argumentative, to she would do whatever I told her, and she was like a zombie. And it made her even more promiscuous, right. But it was like she was a sex doll or something. And I was just like, it's a different person. And so I've never taken any of those drugs except when I was dating her. She moved down to Austin. I met her in Dallas in high school. For about 2 weeks or so, I started taking her Prozac, and I immediately, within a day or two, they say it builds up. I was taking a low dose. I was just like, it was like I wasn't there. It was kind of like when you've been daydreaming. It was like I was there, but my mind was behind my mind. And of course, I only took it off and on for a few weeks and stopped. I couldn't imagine if I was doing the full dose. It was incredible.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. It makes you completely apathetic, and you get this sort of disassociative condition into where you become even more suggestible. And just engaging in normal conversation with someone could be an embedded command. And a clear example is this, and I use this quite often, when you look at someone and let's say they have, very attractive eyes, and you say, do you often get told that you have beautiful eyes? So what did I just say? And this is a perfect example on how easy it is, particularly if you're trained, on how to really bypass the conscious mind and embed a statement to the subconscious. If you slow down what I just said, beautiful lies. So really what I was asking, are you a person who lies? And
by the way, I'm not an expert in this like you, but they admit they do NLP training, a bunch of other stuff. NPR, they admit. In fact, I used to go on as a guest sometimes here in town, and they would tell me, well, we really can't have you on. You're too scratchy. You ought to go get some voice training. We can help you. You've got to talk calm. You've got to talk in a certain cadence. And you're the hypnotist. All of that is to basically lull you, isn't it? Like, oh, you're sleepy. When you listen to that, it sounds like a classic hypnotist, doesn't it?
Well, that is the traditional Hollywood style. Really, how you induce an altered state is to overload someone with message units. So if you look at what's happening in our society today.
So it's buzzwords.
Today,
it's buzzwords.
Buzzwords, but overstimulating the senses. Because you can only, the human mind can only focus on a few things at one time. But when you start overloading it and getting it to multitask, there comes a point where it can no longer tolerate the inputs that are coming in. That is the goal when you want to achieve putting someone in an altered state. Then immediately what it wants to do is get out of that state. That is what the human mind does, the human consciousness does. And so the very next suggestion that you state, the subconscious will act upon it. It doesn't
discern. Hold on, stay there. This is incredible. So you put them in it, then they want out, then you launch them on the mission with the next command. We'll be right back with Jesse.
Inflation is up. That's an issue. So how does Berkshire handle that with its businesses?
Well, we can't handle runaway inflation except not to be there. But there are dozens and dozens of countries that have experienced it. And, of course, you have countries that have gone bankrupt like 6 or 7 times. I mean, not having faith in the money does to a country. It turns it into something else. Yeah. And I've always hoped that the U.S. never does it. But we are not immune from it happening.
Dollar collapse means we keep continuing on where we are. Dollar devalues. We've got massive inflation. You raise interest rates to slow that inflation down. So the implications of that are bond market is toast. Because the value of bonds, the price of bonds comes down as interest rates rise. The inverse is also true. When interest rates come down, the value of bonds goes up. So as you raise interest rates, the value of bonds comes down. Who's allocated into bonds? The bond market is way larger than the equity market, the stock market. So you've got pension funds that are allocated into bonds, right? Anybody that's on a fixed income, banks are allocated into bonds. Consider this, an insurance company. Most insurance companies across the country are allocated about 90% into the bond market with their internal portfolios. What does an insurance company do? It pays beneficiaries when people die, right? So if the asset that they have to sell to pay those beneficiaries is coming down in price, this is going to have a cataclysmic effect on the insurance industry, on pension funds, on everything, and on the banking system.
And let's be clear, though, a dollar being the world currency is how we could just print it and buy whatever we wanted. If the world sees it like the Mexican peso or worse, we're screwed.
Yeah, because that was our get-out-of-jail-free card, right? We could print as much money as we want, and everybody around the world still needed the U.S. dollar. If you don't have reserve currency status like every other country, other than the one that has reserve currency status, when you print excessively, people no longer want your currency. Don't let the news scare you, but rather use the wisdom, the creativity that God gave you. Go into tangible assets that have zero counterparty risk. Silver was up over 140% last year. Since January 30th, when it corrected and it had a 50% correction, went down into the 60s, it's almost 90. Literally, since February, silver's up over 30%, Alex. So you can roll over your IRAs. You have an old 401k, roll that over. Your brokerage accounts, take delivery of it at home or store it at a depository. If you don't want to take delivery at home, we'll walk you through that, answer your questions, make sure that you feel comfortable with everything, because it's ultimately your decision. We're just here to help guide and go on this journey with you. 1,000-ounce bars of silver, 100-ounce bars, 10-ounce bars, or 1-ounce generic refinery
rounds. But then you can roll over the financial instruments too.
1-ounce gold bars or kilo bars, IRAs. If it has IRA in the name, simple, SEP, Roth, traditional, inherited, we can do that. Or you can do just a brokerage account that you just wire us funds, and it's a non-IRA account.
Is it wholesale? And are they buying it back with no cost? No fee. This is the place to go. And we'll get into gold and silver as well. Dr. Kirk Elliott, KEPM.com/gold. That way they know it comes from us. So it supports the broadcast. KEPM.com/gold or 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900. Call and get a free consultation. Or sign up for email. They'll call you back. They can also roll over a lot of financial instruments. This is the place to go. KEPM.com/gold. So gold and silver is the way to go. The best investment for the last 2+ years. And you can just check the wholesale price every day. That's what you get it for. You can sell it back. For no cost, nobody else of any size does that. That's real. And it's time for humanity to stand up and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
The next chapter in the war for humanity's minds begins now at alexjoneslive.com.
From Wes Craven, director of A Nightmare on Elm Street, comes a story of the forbidden world between life and death.
No! There's a door to the mystical. And you just walk through it.
Somebody brought him back from the grave. And I want to know how they did it.
Death is not the end.
I'll take your soul.
You think you can take these people's secrets and just walk away?
In the shadows of the imagination lies the ultimate nightmare.
Don't let them bury me. I'm not dead.
The Serpent and the Rainbow.
Scopolamine, Devil's Breath. That movie came out in the late 80s. It's based on composite true stories. Now you see the thousands of cases in Latin America, South America mainly, where prostitutes will blow some of this in somebody's face or feed it to them and then control them for days or weeks, getting all their credit cards, their numbers, In some cases, they'll say, now, here's a revolver, blow your own head off, and they'll do it. That's a drug that takes control of your will. And notice they do it in voodoo, because if you go back to the occult and ancient secret societies all over the world, those were systems of using drugs and torture and sex to control people. The ninja were controlled for that and trained for one assassination. They would then commit seppuku and kill themselves. And they would never even know who hired them through the secret society. So imagine the technology that's here now. This is just a primer for when Jesse Beltran and Matt Hazen and the other great filmmakers and researchers come here sometime after the 4th of July holiday, and we'll be here live next week. I'm going to do live on July 4th. It's the 250th anniversary. I mean, I'm going to do it from my house, or I might go out to my parents' ranch. They want to shoot off fireworks and stuff, but they got good internet. We got Starlink out there in the middle of nowhere. So I'll be doing a show that July 4th as well. But I'll be gone some, but on air, just remotely. But those guys, I want to get them in town after that to do what we were going to do. I'm talking about we're going to take probably 6-7 hours because there's so much to go through it all properly here. This is just a little prelude of what's going on. But Jesse Beltran, I want to bring in Matt Hazen here and his great research and the folks he's working with and you. And I want to talk about when you scanned us here, you know, 6 months ago, and what you found in the Navy SEAL versus a citizen, what you predicted you'd find in me versus others, other third parties, governments, universities have duplicated what you've done with them in Faraday cages, very advanced systems, very advanced Faraday cages. It's amazing. But just looking at the serpent and the rainbow point I just made, I think that's pertinent for people to understand even what ancient technology can do, Jesse.
Absolutely. And what basically the MK Ultra program is about, all it's done is just morphed into something stronger, bigger, better with technology. And the bottom line, though, is that we are now facing a paradigm shift in the human experience, and where what we perceive as freedom will no longer exist. Once they conquered the human brain and the subconscious as a whole, utilizing technology, the future of your children's cognitive freedoms is done. And this is why it's important that everyone wakes up now. Francis Collins, there's a reason. Each one of these individuals, the Faucis of the world, the Francis Collins of the world, they were all already rehearsing the pandemics. In that video, he talks about UBOs, unidentified bright objects. Do you want one in your brain? Well, you might. And then he goes on to say, well, then we're going to have to decide, well, who's the one that gets the chip to be a sanitation worker? Who's the one who gets the chip to be a police officer? Who's the one who gets the chip to be a scientist?
And this is a long time ago. I mean, this clip's decades old, correct?
Yes, that was done in early 2005. Mm. And in that, Senator Joe Biden, during the confirmation hearings for Justice Roberts,
he says, in the near future, you will decide whether we all have to take chips.
Correct.
Yeah, let's play
whether
those clips.
It's legal.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. And whether it's legal or not, whether it will be constitutional or not to track someone with one of these biochips.
Let's play those clips. Let's play those clips back to back. Here they are. By this commission.
MRI scans often give things you didn't expect.
Can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement? There's actual discussion about that.
And often they're things you don't know what to do with. UBOs, they're called unidentified bright objects.
Can brain scans be used to determine whether a person is inclined toward criminality or violent behavior?
Neuromarketing, a little scary concept there, trying to assess when people are responding effectively to certain kinds of advertising or branding.
And Judge, I need to know whether you will be a justice who believes that the constitutional journey must continue to speak to these consequential decisions, or that we've gone far enough in protecting against government intrusion into our autonomy, into the most personal decisions we make.
Who's got the brain that's going to be most susceptible to a particular kind of manipulation?
So the point is, they've been obsessed with this. It's going on. The COVID shots implanted the matrix. Graphene oxide to grow. It's now being scanned. It's now being read. They were putting chips in the troops 30 years ago. The revolution's already here, is what you're saying, Jesse Beltran.
Correct. And These are just chips on a size that you can no longer see. They're nano size. One's 2,000 times the width of a human hair. And now it's you have these the graphene oxide, the silicon based materials that have been in the we know for a fact that they were in the mRNA. We know that Dr. Ido Bachelet signed a contract with Pfizer in 2015. You know, when he did that TEDMed talk with a trillion robots in a 1cc syringe, and how he teaches his students how to once they're in a host, how to control them with RF emissions.
And you heard Collins saying 21 years ago that, oh, yeah, when we're doing scans, we find all these chips, these bright objects, ha, 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 wonder who put them there. But as you said, you've been doing this 20 years, and about 10 years ago, you began to go away, not seeing chips anymore, but just liquid emulsion nanotech. Here you are 6 months ago or more scanning me. Let's go to Alex Jones getting scanned. Then you scan. The clip I wanted was Sean Johnson, if we can get that. It'll be on X, on Real Alex Jones. Sean Johnson, then to scan a Navy SEAL, and it's way off the charts, as you predicted, and you even know where these things then congregate and how they congregate there. Here I am being scanned by Jesse Beltran.
So if you put that camera in there, you see how it says probably silicone? That means it's an electronic component. And it's not unusual to find that in the posterior ear area.
So wait, I got a higher reading than him?
No, his was higher than yours.
Okay,
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, but you did get a positive reading there. So you are getting the you know, base of the neck is what we typically see. Scapula area.
You got him too, buddy.
In the lower lumbar.
Got us.
And again, what we're finding is after post-COVID, this is very typical. We're completely bombarded by this stuff. And again, it says silicone-based. The apex. And the abdomen. And again, silicone-based. So
what does that say? Comparable or less?
Well, you know what? If we were to do a thorough exam, which takes a little bit longer, we would want to do the RF scan with the JM20 Pro first. Then we would come back with the frequency reader to obtain the numerical frequencies that we're detecting. And that would complete the whole process.
Do you have to take them out in order to get that numerical number?
No, we can detect it remotely.
And I notice on you have the profile of different people. Did my profile pick up like a soldier's or somebody else's?
Very typical of the civilian.
Yeah.
You gonna bring that next time you come?
So why do you find over and over, and he showed it earlier, why do you find soldiers have this particular pattern? We don't know.
Don't know. All we can say is that we can typically see what that pattern's based on the study. I don't have to know anything about the person. I can look at the profile and say, well, this is probably a soldier, or this is probably someone who was.
And what are you finding with the State Department and CIA folks you scanned?
Very typical of what we would find on a soldier. So.
Well, this sounds alien to me. And again, we have the scans. We'll find it and put it in post as we're live now. Sean Johnson being scanned, and it lights up like a Christmas tree, which he finds with most special operations people. I want to bring in Matt Hazen right now, founder and CEO of Human Consciousness Support. And we're going to put on screen, and I am plugging this right now, that from your own research, and Matt Hazen's and scientists that developed this, and you've found it in yes, we're selling it. It's known that there are compounds naturally in nature that just do absolutely incredible things that will draw out these type of things. But you guys have come up with one with scientists that adds these special sea minerals in that then even drags it out even more. And so I have been taking this, the dreams I've had, my skin, my health, what it's done is absolutely insane. GetMasterpiece.com. Explain to us. Let's bring Matt Hazen in here, that scientist that developed this, why this zeolite is so special, and I believe is the best zeolite out there. It's not just zeolite. Matt Hazen, tell us what this does, and people can get 10% off when they follow the URL, getmasterpiece.com, or use promo code Alex when you're there on the site, because this is really special, and you guys have done it. You've got the videos on the site where it shows somebody lighting up a Christmas tree, third parties doing it with these scanners, and then 3 months later after this, you know, it's down by 80, 90% sometimes completely. What it's doing, because, I mean, I've had sponsors for 30 years on air with zeolites. People might not know what those are. We'll tell them, but why this is so special. But obviously zeolites, period, are good for this, but why this is different than all the other zeolites and, you know, patented and so special. So Matt Hazen, thanks for being here. Fill us in on this, and then I want Jesse to talk about the experiences he's had with Masterpiece.
Zeolite, yeah, thanks, Alex. Zeolite is an incredible mineral that is known as what's called the master binder. And what that means is it's known to pick up every type of forever chemical, toxin, toxic heavy metal there is, including fluoride. So when you see charcoal or carbon or clays for binders, you don't see that they will pick up fluoride. Zeolite's different. Zeolite also gets the fluoride. That's a very big deal. So now zeolite, it is great at removing these environmental toxins from our body, but just sending it in by itself, as it is a big help, it's nothing like what the formula is that comprises Masterpiece. Masterpiece is the highest grade, and it's identical. We call it sea mineral plasma solution. It is basically isotonic, the same mineral composition as your blood plasma. And what we do is zeolite is what's called a carrier, okay? We call it a binder and a chelator, but it's a carrier, and this is what I mean by it. We know that zeolite will grab a toxin and carry it out of wherever it's at. Yes, it will magnetically neutralize that positively charged toxin, and then it will magnetically escort it out of the body. But it also can carry in minerals. And so when we're talking about what I would call like an organic or nature-based delivery system, we're not talking about the synthetic mRNA delivery system. We're talking about nature's answer to the problem, which is this, folks. They're putting a grid on Earth with all these data centers that is connecting human beings and all other life into a system that can be controlled by a very select few. We know that from Agenda 2030. Well, the most important part of that system is us individually, us as human nodes, us being able to be connected because of all the graphene oxide.
Hey, Matt, I want people to be able to see you. Will you center your camera? You're kind of off frame here. Just center your camera, sir. For me. A little bit of a neurotic thing about that. Yeah, a little more. Right, yeah, that's good. Thank you so much. Yeah, no, the other way.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead. Start over.
Is it like this?
Good. That's good. Go ahead.
Awesome. So what we're dealing with is we have a serious mineral deficiency in all of our bodies. Our biology is, guess what, everybody? You're 99.7 or 8% minerals and water. Okay. You're mineral deficient because toxins are in place of those minerals. Toxins right now in your body is taking up the place of those minerals, causing disruption and negative effects to every part of health that you can imagine. So what Masterpiece does in a way that has never been done before with the formula is we get the zeolite down to the atomic level, smaller than the nanometer sized level. And then we join it up with the sea minerals. So the sea minerals are being carried in by the nanometer, sub-nanometer sized clinoptilolite zeolite. And once the toxin hits the zeolite, it releases and displaces the minerals. People don't feel bad. There's no normal detoxing reaction. And what we see from the third-party clinical studies that we've completed, we've used Jesse Beltran for our latest study, which was testing the synthetic silicon-based resonance, which is what we just seen you, Alex, and Sean Johnson getting studied for. But what we see is this, guys. We see a real proven antidote that the highest levels of science will back up and credify, because everything we're doing is published in double-blinded, peer-reviewed articles. Glyphosate levels. Glyphosate just got a green pass to be able to harm all of us the same way Big Pharma can. Guess what? Glyphosate is going to destroy the cellular membranes and make it where the radiation can make it into your body. The 6G smart grid can make it deeper into your body. And what Masterpiece is going to do in the 27 people cohort group is get 70%. 70% of the glyphosate levels out of your blood cells in 90 days, which is what we proved in our study of 27 people. And this is irrefutable. Aluminum. Aluminum is destroying our autism rate is up through the roof. It's a terrible adjuvant. We did a study, the same exact cohort group that we used for glyphosate showed an 80% reduction in aluminum. So guys, look, we know that if we take 80% of this cyborg computer transhuman biosystem that they created in their brain initiative, and if we can give ourselves masterpiece with guys, we're talking about a dollar a day formula, not something that was made by me and the other creators for profit, for gain. Our world, we are in peril. We need to save
And let me say this right now. David Hogg, the former head of the DNC, if you can believe that, and total piece of garbage, your dad, FBI agent, you know, total propagandist. Many years ago, he came out on C-SPAN and on CNN. He goes, if you notice, Alex Jones runs a really covert scam. He says there's poison and chemicals in the water, and then he sells you water filters. No, I'm openly saying it's like if I was an outfitter for gold miners during the gold rush in Alaska, and I'm selling coats and waterproof boots and pickaxes. I'm going to want to sell good boots, good water, proof stuff, good coats, and good supplies at a good price. I want to have the biggest dry goods store, you know, before you go into the Klondikes. It's the same thing. I've sold forever gravity-fed filters that have the highest quality that cut out all the lead, mercury, arsenic, atrazine. I talked about it decades ago. It was a kook, but it was in all the documents. All the elites have always been filtering their water. So, yeah, I sell you something I use. I sell you something's the best. I sell you something that helps you. That's the biggest thing you can do is filter your water, get all the bad stuff out, then put good things in you that pull the bad stuff that's already out. Don't eat processed foods. Yes, I openly sell things that people really need. I won't sell a supplement or a product unless it blows people away. And the only thing I know that is up there with methylene blue for the results that are so easy to see is Masterpiece. Immediately within a week of taking it, what you guys said, these wild dreams, it was like about a month in, because this never happened in my life. But when I was a teenager, I would have, you know, like blackheads come out and stuff. It would be like I'd be, after exercise, I would have like grains of like grit coming out, toxins, and it smelled like metal. And then I'll be quite honest. I said, well, let me just take a bunch of this. I all of a sudden had like green pea and stuff was coming out of me. And I know what zeolites do. I know forever, you know, 100 years ago, doctors, if somebody had mercury poisoning, they'd say, take zeolites. But this is a known thing. Yours is just so much better because it doesn't just go in and take stuff out. It then brings in the good minerals behind it and does this electrochemical reaction. I'm not sure how it works, but yes, I only sell stuff that blows people away, and then it funds the network, the operation, exposing the next pandemic, exposing the mind control, battling the globalist. Everybody needs to go to getmasterpiece.com where you get 10% off by using that URL automatically when you go. There's promo code Alex as well. Getmasterpiece.com. You absolutely need to take this. Now, on average, what's so easy, if people take our bovine colostrum, it takes 2 weeks to a month people to see skin, hair, nails, all that. It's incredible. But everybody already knows about bovine colostrum. I'm not selling something people don't already know about. This is just best private label. Everybody knows the water's toxic now. That's a no-brainer. But ultramethylene blue hits in 30 minutes for almost everybody, so it's the easiest thing ever energy-wise. People just know, and they can read the studies. It's good for you. Great for you. But with zeolites, on average, I know it varies person to person, with this type of special zeolite, a masterpiece, what should the average person expect? Are there any, should they talk to their physician? Is there anything bad it can interact with? Because with methylene blue, it's so good at psychoathic, you can't take it if you're on SSRIs, you'll jump off a building or you'll go crazy. I mean, so this is real stuff we're selling. Is there any counteractions? Should you talk to a physician? And what does the average person experience? What should they expect? Depending on
how toxic. There isn't any reactions, Alex. And the reason why is because zeolite is a sea mineral that is inert. And what it means is the body doesn't know what to do with it. And so when you take it and we get it down to such a small size that it gets into your pituitary, pineal gland, your brain, past your blood-brain barrier, whatever we want to call that. And so when it gets down there, if it was going to be affecting people, we would be seeing the normal kind of Herxheimer reactions, things like that. And instead, we've completed different third-party lab tests, and this is all available online that is right there on our website. We have a current study of 350 people, Alex, 350 people in 22 plus countries. And what we are showing is the most amazing, miraculous, significant purging and detoxing of the toxic heavy metals that we're testing for, including aluminum, mercury, lead, in a way that the people, the hair tissue mineral analysis practitioners that are looking at it, have never, ever seen results.
Have you heard this? I forgot to ask you. Have you heard when people are on it a few weeks, the like grain, it's not like oil, grains of like stuff that smells like metal comes out.
Yeah. I used to post videos when I first started with Masterpiece, when we first opened up, and I would post about 2 minute videos of my legs, because your skin is your third kidney. And if it is actually releasing the inside stuck toxins from your body, then you are going to, what you think is your skin being agitated with eczema or something from the outside, is your body, is your skin trying to release it from the inside. I would literally pick off 150 moles off my legs. I would say, here's another one gone. Here's another one.
Okay. I never knew that. Because that happened to me and I didn't want to gross people out. But I've never in my life had like, it felt like little grains of sand on my legs and head were coming
better
off.
Better out than in, Alex. Better out than in.
So that's the zeolite pulling it out in the blood and then it's excreted out of your skin. I want to go back to Jesse Beltran. Jesse, you're out there for decades researching this. It's all come out now. How did you run into these guys? And then how did you guys discover that when you do the scans, you've shown demonstrations after months on this, the scans go down massively, sometimes to zero. How did you discover this? And then how is it doing it with the nanoparticles they put in us?
Well, I can say this for I've been in this investigation mode for 20 years now, documenting cases for people who have been suffering from this. And I've had all kinds of companies come to me and say, can you please promote this product for your clients? And I'm not someone to promote anything unless they can prove it to me. Show me the data, show me it works. And whenever someone brought anything to me, I always tested it with our equipment, and they would claim that they could block RF emissions and so forth. And it was always BS. And so Matthew was introduced to me about his product, saying that they actually had lab studies that showed that the graphene oxide would decrease if you were taking the Zeolite Z product. And they were showing great results. So Matt introduced me to his head researcher, Carolyn Mansfield out of the UK. And we spoke for quite some time, and they showed me the data because you follow the data paints the picture and tells the truth if it's not manipulated. And so when they showed me the results, I had already, without them knowing, been recommending that some of my clients start taking it. And immediately my clients were saying, Jesse, we're seeing anywhere from a 50 to 70% reduction in our symptoms. And so I was optimistic. And I had not shared this with Matthew or his team.
When By the way, stop. The UK, I just remembered you got those MI6 whistleblowers, too. They told you similar things that when they've been implanted with this by the government and it got out of hand, they were taking similar things, right?
They were taking silicates. And that's what zeolite is. It's a form of silicate. Okay. And so I
hold
took
on, stay there. We'll do five more minutes, and then you got to come to town in 2 weeks from now to do 2 days on air and special reports. We got to do the deep dive on everything. We've only scratched the surface, and we got another huge guest coming up. Stay with us. Years ago, I said, I want something that supercharges methylene blue.
Yes.
I want something that gives people natural, clean energy without stimulants. And you got together with top formulators and created Methyl Drive and Power Plant. They can individually be taken,
yes,
or they can be stacked together with Methylene Blue. I don't explain how these are the perfect formulas.
Sure.
I've had top formulators say, who made these formulas? These are the best. These are available at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds our operation. You develop these with top formulators. These are great, already best-selling products without me even promoting them. Tell us about Power Plant and Methyl Drive right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we've got hundreds of thousands of people that have taken Ultra Methylene Blue since we started selling it on the alexjonesstore.com. This is an incredible product. This is a super powerful metabolic ingredient. More energy, more ATP. That's why it's a super powerful nootropic.
It skips something in the mitochondria.
It skips the oxidization process in the cells. It skips through the Krebs cycle from stage 1 to stage 4 oxidative phosphorylation. Nothing else does this.
That's the ultimate antioxidant.
The the ultimate antioxidant. That's ultramethylene blue. Now, the key to human health, this is what's being discovered, is mitochondrial health, right? 20th century, they try to treat symptoms and keep you alive. 21st century, it's all the people you watched on Rogan over the years proven to be correct. It's about the mitochondria. It's about cell division. It's about senescent cells and their waste products that they make.
We have the Power Plant Bundle discounted, Power Plant, yes, Methyl Drive, and Methylene Blue together right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It really is amazing, and it funds the operation. You're going to be addicted if you get it.
You guys really need to get this. If you're looking for a physical improvement, a mental improvement, that Power Plant formula combined with the Methyl Drive and the Methylene Blue, but any one of these taken separately, if you're older and you get the Methyl Drive, you are going to love this product. If you're younger and you're big into exercise, you're going to love the Power Plant. Nobody has taken this and given me a bad review. Nobody has taken this and given me a bad review. And combined together with the Methylene Blue, it's a deal that's too good to be true.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.